Introduction. What is a brand really? If you've ever asked, what is a brand, you're really asking why does someone choose one company over another? Most people assume a brand is a logo, colors, website, or other design aspects. But a logo by itself, no matter how attractive, cannot persuade someone to become a loyal customer. So what actually is a brand, and why does it influence decisions so strongly? To understand this, we need to look beyond design and into how people form perceptions, memories, and emotional associations over time. In this article and subsequent posts, we'll break down what a brand really is, how branding works in practice, and why companies like Starbucks create such strong customer loyalty. Brand and the subconscious mind. A brand is the collection of personal, emotional connections a customer has with a company. These connections are built over time through repeated experiences with products or services. Consider Starbucks. Figure 1 shows a summary of positive experiences from Starbucks visits, including sensory and emotional elements such as smell, atmosphere, service, and environment. Each experience contributes to an emotional response. Over time, these responses accumulate and strengthen brand affinity. Brand consistency is important. A brand connection does not form instantly. It develops through persistent and consistent experiences that reinforce how customers feel about a company. Every time you visit your local Starbucks, you can count on the same home sweet home familiarity. This consistency is not limited to a single location. It applies across stores, whether in different cities, states, or countries. Familiarity is one of the strongest drivers of brand trust. Brand consistency is one of the foundational aspects in building a strong brand. Brand and the mission statement. Starbucks understands that branding is the intentional process of building emotional connections with customers. However, these connections are not created arbitrarily. A brand cannot simply add feel-good elements without direction. This would lead to inconsistency and confusion. A brand needs a focus or a starting point, and that is derived from the company mission statement. You can see this very clearly with companies that have successful brands. Starbucks has a very clear mission: nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, one community at a time. This mission statement acts as the foundation for every business decision, including store design, hiring, customer experience, and product consistency. It ensures that all brand experiences align with the mission of the company. Every element is evaluated against that purpose. Does it support comfort and human connection? Decor, atmosphere? Yes. Does it enhance the customer experience? Coffee quality, service? Yes. Does it distract from the core experience? Rock and roll music? No. This persistent attention to alignment is what keeps the brand consistent and recognizable across locations. So, is the logo still important? Yes. So, what is the significance of a logo in branding? A logo by itself cannot create personal connections with a company. However, it becomes the symbol that represents any connections that currently exist. These associations must be attached to something tangible and easy to recognize. This can be a brand name such as Starbucks, or a visual symbol like a logo. The same can be said about the website, color palette, or other design aspects. They don't create emotional connections, but they represent them. How the logo works at Starbucks? When a customer has a positive experience, such as enjoying a coffee and thinking, "Nice," the Starbucks logo on the cup is right in front of them, and that is where the association takes place. The experience and the visual symbol become linked in memory at the same time. The next time they see a Starbucks logo from down the street, the colors and shapes trigger those same nice feelings. It creates an immediate emotional recall and subtly draws them back in for another cup. In this way, the logo does not create brand awareness, it activates it through memory and emotional association. Understanding the functional difference between brand versus logo is a fundamental first step in branding, where the brand lies in your brain. If you ask any Starbucks customer why they prefer it, they are unlikely to list a detailed set of reasons. Most responses are simple and instinctive, such as "I like the environment" or "I like their Frappuccinos." The reason for this is that most brand-related experiences are emotional associations in the subconscious mind, in regions such as the hippocampus, where memory and emotion are processed. Although we are not always aware of these memories, they remain active and influence how we make conscious decisions. The gut feeling. This is what creates the gut feeling described by Marty Neumeier in The Brand Gap, an intuitive response formed from accumulated experience rather than deliberate, conscious analysis. This matters because marketing is more effective when it aligns with subconscious associations rather than purely logical arguments, a point also explored by Leslie Zane in The Power of Instinct. Research in the Journal of Brand Management supports this idea, noting that much of human behavior is influenced by factors outside conscious awareness. Why understanding brand matters for marketers? Design or logo is often what comes to mind when people think of branding. However, these are only the surface level of what a brand truly is. A brand is the collection of emotional associations or personal connections customers establish with a company over time. Branding is the process of intentionally shaping those connections through consistent feel-good experiences. These experiences are then anchored to a visual symbol, such as a logo, allowing customers to quickly recognize and recall the emotional meaning associated with a company. Although these connections are not always part of our conscious awareness, they strongly influence the decisions we make when purchasing products. Understanding this process is the key to understanding what a brand really is and how it works. In the next section, we reveal a strategy to help you start to formulate your brand. What is brand? Secrets Revealed 2.